It's hard to believe Democrats and Republicans are talking about the same Ohio. Democratic State Senator Joe Schiavone says Ohioans are hurting under the current GOP leadership.
31,000 more Ohioans are unemployed today than they were at this time last year. Ohio is 45th in the nation in job creation. Ohio's unemployment rate has grown more than any other state over the past year. Those are all numbers from the Bureau of the Labor Statistics. The governor has increased sales tax and pushed for tax cuts that disproportionately benefit the wealthy, while at the same time kicking thousands of Ohioans off food assistance.
But Republican State Senator Larry Obhoff says Ohioans are better off now.
We've had about 170,000 net new private sector jobs. Ohio is now ranked 7th among the 50 states for its overall fiscal condition. We've actually had our credit outlook upgraded. We've replenished the rainy day fund. It was down at about 89 cents when Governor Strickland left office, and now it's about $1.5 billion.
Democrats say there are more Ohioans living in poverty now than 3 years ago. Schiavone says Governor Kasich's budget update, called the Mid-Biennial Review, should include return of specific tax breaks for homeowners that were eliminated by the Republican-dominated state legislature last year.
We shouldn't be helping to balance the budget on the backs of seniors in Ohio. We should help them enjoy a good quality of life towards the end of their life after their retirement. We should also reinstate the property tax rollback. There's no reason that we took that 12% state share away from paying towards levies in the state of Ohio. So now, not only is it very difficult to pass levies, but now you have to pass more expensive levies.
Schiavone says Ohio's severance tax on gas and oil drillers should be raised to be in line with other states. And he says the state could use money saved through the Medicaid expansion and money from the state's rainy day fund to reinstate those tax breaks that were eliminated last year. But Obhoff says the tax breaks Schiavone wants to reinstate were removed as part of a tax reform package that lowered income taxes and improved the state's business climate.
Where we're at now is a better place than where we were a year ago. And if you look at the overall package, we did make some significant steps in the right direction.
Republican Obhoff says he'd like to see the income tax in Ohio lowered even more to make the state more attractive to new businesses. But Democrats, such as State Senator Charlita Tavares, say middle and low-income Ohioans are not benefiting much from the income tax cuts. And she says the state needs to invest more in drug addiction services, restore food assistance to needy families, and make education more affordable and accountable for public school students.
When we talk about ensuring that we're taking care of the basic needs of all of our residents, the money that we save out of Medicaid, the money that we have in the rainy day fund, those should be used on the services and programs that are going to meet the needs of all of Ohioans.
But Obhoff says the Democrats want to return to failed policies.
The big picture thing that I got from, if you listen to the Democratic leadership, was that we should take more of the taxpayers' money and we should raid the rainy day fund. And I disagree with that approach. I think we already tried that approach under Governor Strickland and think it was bad for the state.
Some of the proposals the Democrats want in the upcoming Mid-Biennial Review, or MBR, might have a chance of getting funding. What Republicans want will matter most when it comes to the MBR because they control the legislature and every elected statewide office right now. What Democrats want could come into play in the fall when Kasich is up for re-election. And it will be Ohioans who will decide whether to return him and the policies of the last 3 years or whether to embrace the Democratic agenda and likely gubernatorial candidate Ed Fitzgerald. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.